Rise and shine. It's Sunday. A brand new Daily Tech Update is heading your way. But don't touch that screen. A listener question is coming up. The government's war on gasoline-powered cars is about to cost you a fortune. This past week, I told you about the Biden administration's new plans to force you into an EV, even though you don't want one. Today, how much this war is going to cost you, personally. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by NetSuite. Attention business owners, get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. Of all the new cars sold last year, only 7% were electric. Americans have rejected EVs with their limited range, long recharging times, and higher repair costs. But even though you don't want an EV, the new Environmental Protection Agency rules set the emission standards of gas-powered vehicles so strict that the cost of gas cars will be driven up to a point that they're no longer affordable. Right now, the five-year cost of operating a gas-powered car is $74,000. For an EV, that jumps by almost $20,000 to $93,000. The war is on. The voting booth is where we fight. Join 500,000 folks to get my free newsletter at getkim.com. All right, let's open up that Komando mail vault and see what questions you've got for me. Bill in Madison, Wisconsin. Hello there, Bill.
Yes. Hi, Kim.
Welcome.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Kim, I read your article in the latest AARP magazine.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that.
Yep. Yeah. Lots of great tips and information. I'm looking at it right now, and in there you say you use Wi-Fi mesh networks.
Yes.
And that's something that I think might work for me.
Okay. So what kind of internet do you have?
I have satellite.
Okay. And who's your provider?
A satellite ISP. Viasat.
Okay. And then what's the typical speed?
Laugh.
Slow.
It's 12.
Oh. Well, okay.
Well, sometimes I'll get up to 17.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry for you, Bill. I am. I'm sorry.
I know.
Have you looked at Starlink?
I have not.
Okay. I want you to look at Starlink. Go to starlink.com. That's Elon Musk's satellites that are going over all over the world. And the reason why I bring that up is that we're using Starlink as a backup for when we do some of the shows from when I'm not here in Phoenix. And let me tell you, Bill, coming down, it's about 150. And then going back up, it's about 5. So you're going to go from 12 to 15 to 150 or 5. You know, these, you know, your mileage may vary, but Starlink is pretty amazing. And then, of course, you're going to put the mesh network. Eero mesh Wi-Fi system is amazing. You just need that 3-pack. That's what we're using. And it's about $160, $70, and it's really easy to set up. Now, the Starlink, what I want you to do is to look at the price, and I didn't go through that with you, but it's $600 for all the gear, and then it's about $110 a month. But you have a really bad internet connection coming down. I think we need to fix that before we fix the router situation. So take a look and see if you can get Starlink. And then add that Eero mesh, and then you'll be just smoking there in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm sure it's available in Madison, Bill. I'm sure that it is. And also, thanks for picking up that AARP magazine. In case you don't know, I was the cover girl, yes, for AARP for September, and it's a part of their tech section. And so if you read the magazine and you liked it, make sure that you drop them a note and say, hey, thanks for putting Kim Komando on the cover. Bill, thank you for your call. Hats off to you for listening. Now, if you have a tech question that has you stumped, I've got your back. Zip over to komando.com and tap that email Kim link. Your notes, I read them all like they're just the tech gospel. And you can get tech smart every single day with my free newsletter. It's up for grabs over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off My Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.